This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, we've got in the studio with us Lucy McRae, who is a science fiction artist and body architect. Now, you're here to for a show at the NGV in Potter Gallery, and the exhibition is actually called Body Architect. Welcome to the show, Lucy.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we like to start off by getting a little bit of a background on you. Mm. Now, basically how you got into the arts or where your love of the arts came from, how you got to where you are. So tell us a Lucy McRae story.
Mm-hmm. There's a short version and a long version. I trained in French classical ballet for 14 years, and when I wasn't at the ballet bar, I was running 100-meter hurdles. So they were both very polar opposite disciplines.
And both very physical.
Yeah. Mm. They were both about sort of pushing the edges of the body, which is what continues to drive my work today.
So why did you give up a ballet and hurdles?
Because I didn't have the right figure. I wasn't the...
You look like a ballet dancer, though.
I was the black swan. I was a bit of an anomaly. So I had to find my own existence in the world. And the other thing that I liked to do was changing my bedroom around weekly.
Weekly?
Which was...
Oh, your parents would have loved that.
Yeah. The kind of... the final crescendo was when I wanted to hang a shopping trolley from the ceiling, and that was sort of the end point.
Everyone?
Yeah, that's more than just changing the room around.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let you do it. They wouldn't let you do it.
I think that was the sort of the birth of wanting to study interior design at RMIT.
Right. Mm.
And that was really where my curiosity in design started, and the language of arranging worlds began. And from there, I moved to London and worked in architecture, took a segue and started a far future design research lab in Holland, where we were designing electronic tattoos and dresses that blushed with light, wearable technologies.
Yeah.
And then from there, moved to Amsterdam and started directing music videos and...
Tell us some of the bands you've worked with or artists you've worked with.
Sure. I've directed a music video for Architecture in Helsinki.
Love it.
Yes.
Love
our Melbourne babes of music. I've worked with some Danish bands, Reptile Youth, another Melbourne band, Rap versus Possum.
Yep.
And Swedish darling Robin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My gosh.
That's
big time.
Yeah, I did her three album covers, which apparently Snoop said he really liked.
Yeah.
That was nice to hear.
Now, how did you get involved in that? You know, like designing a cover when you were doing videos and stuff before?
Mm, she was my first client, actually. So it was a lot of learning on the fly. And the way that I work is by creating prototypes in my studio. It's very instinctual. I have no idea what anything's going to look like at the end. And I presented at a school in Stockholm some of these tests, which were these... It was a liquid textile with this fluid moving around the body. And Robin's creative director was sitting in the audience and kind of paired what I was looking at, which was looking at technology and how technology will transform the body. And at the time, Robin was writing her Body Talk album.
Yeah.
And we had this Skype conversation, Robin and I, talking about how technology are like these digital feathers on the body. And that was when I directed a music video, and then quickly after that, her three album covers for Body Talk.
Fantastic, mm-hmm. Fantastic. And where do you live now?
Los Angeles.
Why Los Angeles?
It's filled with a lot of wild cards.
That's true.
A lot of people who are experimenting. There's an amazing cross-section of technology and entertainment, which is really... where I feel quite comfortable. And I also teach at an architecture school called SciArc in downtown.
Great.
Now, how did this exhibition come along?
Simon Liemon.
Oh, Simon.
Yes,
yeah.
The curator of the show. Yep. We had a dinner in Los Angeles last October.
Did you know her before?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And I was telling her some of the work that I was up to, and it was about 2 months later, I was in a dressing gown about to go into a Korean spa, and Simon called and told me that they wanted to do a survey show of my work, which was obviously a real amazement, kind of unbelievable, unfathomable. And from there, we've been working on it.
And so you're from Melbourne?
I'm actually born in London and moved to Melbourne when I was three. So
right, okay, yeah. Because you went to school here and everything. So what's it like now that, you know, like here's this exhibition in pretty much your hometown?
Yeah.
Must be pretty exciting.
It's really exciting, and I have to say I'm experiencing emotions that I've never had to place in my body before. It's this incredible exhibition of five rooms showing work from the last 13 years, and it's momentous. It's a really momentous occasion.
So what can people expect when they go along to this exhibition?
Yeah, so you will walk through different themes of work. In the beginning, I show a collaboration with a textile designer called Bart Hess, where you'll see quite alien figures with bodies that were either myself or Bart draped in grass or kind of wound up like a chicken ready to be cooked.
Is this your science fiction side of you coming out?
These were conversations that we were having about the future of the body.
Right.
And if you can genetically engineer the body through a technology called CRISPR. So imagine a pair of molecular scissors where you can cut out parts of DNA and replace it with other parts of DNA. Then these were very quick experiments around what we could expect the future of the human body could be.
Yep.
So you'll see a woman with these very big muscles placed on different parts of her body that are made from balloons and pantyhose.
Oh, okay. So it's actually a body that you've used, and then you dress it with the image and then take photos of it.
Yes.
Yep. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
So once you've moved through on the body, you then move into popular science, where you'll be inside these immersive environments looking at music videos. Also, Robin is printed on the wall there as a still image. And from there, you move into the Future is Fleshy room, where there are five videos looking at the future of the body, maybe 5 or 10 years from now, how we might experience health and beauty. And from there, you enter the biometric mirror, which is an installation that through facial recognition will psychoanalyze you. You'll have your photo taken, and this biometric mirror will tell you whether you're introvert, extrovert, how old you are, how weird you are.
Yeah.
And once it's finished psychoanalyzing you, it then morphs your face into what is considered biostatistically perfect.
Okay, so is it right in guessing age and your personality and stuff?
Great question. The whole project, which was developed alongside Dr. Niels Wouters at the University of Melbourne, is about engaging the public into questions around the future of artificial intelligence and inquiring who are designing algorithms, what happens if we get it wrong, how will this change fashion and identity. So if you went in there a second time, there is a good chance that you might be female before you might be male. So there's a lot of bandwidth for imperfection.
Yep.
Once you've finished the biometric mirror, you then move into the final room, which is dedicated to the film The Institute of Isolation, which is looking at the body beyond Earth. So what happens when we live in space, and how do we prepare the body for space?
And what in an, or do you want to save that as a secret? You don't want to tell us now, or unless you go through the exhibition, is that? Because I was going to say, well, what do we end up doing?
So you'll see the protagonist in the film, which is played by myself, training in 11 different chambers to adapt the body or mutate the body, because your body behaves the same underwater as it does in space. And we are not designed to exist in the rigors of weightlessness. We're designed to exist within gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at SpaceX last year seeing, you know, rockets and shuttles being craned over the top of my head. And Elon Musk's mission is to go to Mars in 2024. And when you see this environment,
yeah,
you believe it.
Right.
The kind of space economy is happening, but the way that the body is going to adapt and exist long term in space is really out for grabs. And so this film is looking at how can we train the body, how can we improve resilience and remain buoyant in the face of uncertainty, because we live in an unprecedented time of change right now. And so to be able to be resilient or be okay with the kind of uncertain future that we live in is part of what the film speaks about.
So
awesome.
This is art, and it is, you know, science fiction, but it could become science reality. As you say, people are going to start travelling to space, you know, in our lifetime, in, you know, the next few years.
Well, 4 years, do you think you're out there, or do you reckon, you know, 4 years is so soon?
I know.
It's really soon. And NASA are planning to go to the moon 2024 again. So it's
about
happening.
Bloody time they went back to the moon.
True.
So it is happening.
So NASA might come knocking and say, hey, we want to have a look at some of your, you know, your way out there ideas, because there might be some.
The front door is open.
Yeah.
I just love a mind like yours coming up with this stuff. How does it happen? Where, you know, like, do you bolt up in the middle of the night and go, I've got an idea, I've got to write this down?
Not all the time. As an artist, I work from really subtle feelings, feelings that are abstract, feelings that are hard to place, that are quiet sometimes. And it's through really being instinctive and listening to those feelings that I create my work. Then it's through curiosity, and it's about trying to physicalize something that I don't know or don't understand. I work with scientists, synthetic biologists, and create futures, create stories about the future, about who we are, where we are headed, and if, in fact, the technology that is emerging right now, is that really what we want? So my aim is to not problem solve or answer any questions, but it's to be very disruptive, to ask impossible questions, to swim upstream, and to really ask questions that current science isn't.
And that's what art's about.
Mm.
Yep. Good on you. Loving it.
And Five Rooms, there's a lot to see. I mean, there's obviously how many pieces are on exhibit. There's photos, there's video, there's interactive experiences.
Yep.
So
it's on for 6 months, so you've got time to...
Got time to go through to it all in detail.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good.
Thank you so much for coming in today. And how long are you back in Australia for?
I return on the 3rd of September.
Right. Okay.
To Los Angeles.
Okay. Well, have fun while you're still here. So, and we'll see you in Los Angeles.
Yes. We've got Lucy McRae, who's design and science fiction artist, and she's also a body architect as well. And the exhibition is called Body Architect. It's at the NGV Ian Potter Gallery at the Federation Square, and it's started already.
Starts the 30th of August.
30th of August, which is very
next
soon.
Next Friday.
And then it keeps going up until February next year, 2020.
Please come.
Thanks for coming in today. And you almost got lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was knocking on a medical centre door.
Well, glad you found us.
Glad you found your way here.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. Thank you so much. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.